back, and we have our newly retired attorney and legal activist, a pro-life and constitutional Christian, Andrew Shatkin here. And Andrew, of course, has an event over on our podcast network, Legal Network. And also on our simulcast, he has our own event set up over there. So when we do simulcast videos, he'll have those residing on his website. Andrew, we want to talk today about a bunch of legal issues. One of the ones that's coming up is the Ninth Circuit Court now, a higher division, is actually looking at the travel ban. And I know you're a recently retired attorney, so you'll have an opinion on that. The amount of harassment of Donald Trump and his our constitutional powers as president to do what he's doing is mind-boggling. The amount of political activism and judge shopping by the, I call the demon rats, is to me unconstitutional legal activism that I consider a form of sedition. I call it legal sedition. How's that? What do you think of that term? So, okay. That's really interesting. Okay, well, we'll get a hold of Andrew. I'm sure he'll show up here shortly. So that's what's going on there now. So apparently, Andrew must have had some kind of emergency, but he did call me earlier during the show. So we will get him on the program here shortly. Want to touch on some of the things that I see in the news. Let's see what's happening right now. The first thing is I think that this hack fest that they talk about, even maybe a connection to North Korea, that's not true. This was probably through Five Eyes, I mentioned in the first hour. I want people to understand that this week the Pope is going to go visit Saudi Arabia, visit Jerusalem, visit the Vatican, etc. It should be an interesting geopolitical week, let's put it that way. The court hearing basically is going to review, and they're using the intention of making statements that Donald Trump said that might be considered anti-Islamic or anti-Muslim. This is patently ridiculous. The actual word of the law in the Constitution is the president and the Congress have given the presidential powers to actually decide during emergency situations like we have now, to decide who can come to the United States and who may immigrate and by what rules we can vet them. This is something that needs to happen. Oh, we're having another call, I think, from Andrew trying to call me on my cell phone, so I'm not sure what's going on there. So Dan, keep on trying. He's actually trying to call me now, so that is kind of strange. Okay. So let's try to call him at his number. I'm not sure what's happening there. So Dan tried that. So he tried to call me back here on my own cell phone. The situation with the courts, of course, is very concerning because they want to try this up right through the entire presidency. Now, luckily, Trump is a pivoter. So he's actually just changed the vetting rules, which is something very easily to do by executive order and by regulatory changes. That means things like iPads, iPhones, it's other things that can scramble either the communication with the pilot or can trigger off bombs. And those are two possible avenues, is actually interfering with pilot communications with the fly-by-wire systems for the aircraft, or number two, triggering off bombs that might be in the aircraft body, either in luggage or somewhere else, or in the actual things like iPad if they're big enough to actually be. Oh, that's really strange. Let me see if I can find out. Perhaps he's... Yeah, get him to call you. What I will try to do, actually, you know what I'm going to try to do right now is I will try to find out if he's probably had something where he had to change his numbers or something else has gone on that doesn't make sense because, let's see. Okay. Yeah, that's kind of strange. Okay. Like anything, when you deal with important issues, there we go. Ooh, I got multiple numbers here. Let me give you a couple other numbers, and maybe that's the reason why you're not having troubles. He's at a different number than we would have expected. That can happen where people change their location, and then all of a sudden we try to contact them, and they're not available. That is what's called live radio, isn't it? I call it juggling flaming machetes time. How's that? Does that make sense? The flaming machete game. 1-7. The other things that are going on right now this week it's interesting is this so-called Russiagate foolishness, which I find pretty remarkable that the shrill and out-of-control voices of the alt-media and the left are continuing to ask for a, quote, a independent investigator of Russia, which is just ridiculous. They actually had a big joke about how when Kislyak was there with Lavrov, and Lavrov doesn't laugh, Trump kind of told Lavrov that he was, telling Lavrov that this is my boss, you know, Kislyak, laughing, you know, carrying on. It's like, this Russiagate stuff is crazy, obviously, and they're saying they're agreeing to that. Of course, the thing that he was sharing was the fact that there's one city that the Muslims in the territory of Iraq and Syria are using as a base for their operations to attack both Russia through the Chechens and to attack, there's last few digits here. Okay. We'll see if any of those numbers helps. I gave him a bunch of numbers here, so hopefully that'll make a little difference here. That's interesting. We had a call earlier, by the way, from Allen, Connecticut. What's the replacement protocol for Lexapro, specifically for PTSD or general anxiety? Well, first off, you want to take Calm Mind. You can add Brain Mag as well, a scoop of each three times a day. The other thing that's very good for anxiety is Posnol, which is our little tiny little tablets. Those you take two or three of those three times a day, and they'll help calm you down. But the Calm Mind Brain Mag will do an excellent job. You don't want to take drugs. Lexapro, these are toxic, dangerous drugs that no one should ever take. Good. So I guess you got him on the cell. He's going to call from the home phone. That's good. Okay, so we will have our connection here shortly with Andrew. That's good. He must have been traveling or something else going on, but we have our connection. Good. The other things, I heard a bump there. I don't know if we ever. Okay, good. So, Andrew, we managed to make our connection. I'm not sure we got the wrong phone line. You kept calling me on my phone, which obviously I couldn't answer because I'm on it.
Yeah, it's okay. I had to inform you that I'm not at the office. You know, I'm at home.
That's okay. All we need to do is if you drop me an email, I'd probably check that.
Okay.
See if there's a change in number. And also, we should probably try eventually to use Skype because it's a little better quality sound. Now, you're a recently retired attorney, top-notch attorney.
I am a business and consultant attorney. I'm no longer practicing law.
Right, okay. I want you to kind of clarify a couple of issues we need to talk about today. The first one is the travel ban issue, and the other issues deal with the constant, what I call, legal shopping for judges, like the Ninth Circuit Court, and what I call this judicial and legal sedition that's going on. It's unconstitutional. I don't know what's going to happen out of this Ninth Circuit Court, but whatever happens, it's going to eventually be appealed up to the Supreme Court, but it might take several years. We might actually not get a resolution of this until almost the end of the term of Donald Trump's first term of office, if he gets a second term even. And luckily, he's pivoted around this, and he's now vetting even people traveling with iPhones or iPads coming out of Europe as well as the Middle East. Because there's a danger they can either take over the aircraft control mechanisms through these new technologies or trigger off a bomb, either in the computer laptops or, let's say, in the luggage compartment. So, obviously, they must have some intel information telling them that this is going on. My guess is that some of the information was probably shared with the Russians because the Russians did have a jet shot down over Egypt, remember, by an arm of...
Yes, they did. I believe they did, yes.
Yeah, and they lost, I think, 247 people. In fact, if I remember correctly...
It was a terror attack. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it was also, if I remember correctly, the on the plane were a troop of the Russian, musicians or some specialty group that was really well-renowned, and they all died, which is...
Well, actually, it was not highly publicized, but there was a serious attack in St. Petersburg on the train... The underground train, I think 14 or 15 people were killed.
That was only a few weeks ago, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was not highly publicized.
No. Well, of course, the media doesn't want to say the Russians are suffering like with us, because they don't want to see collaboration with us and the Russians to deal with Chechnya. We call them the blue-eyed, blonde-haired terrorists from Chechnya. which are like the Sentarov brothers that were here in Boston, which, by the way, the FBI monitored. And you got to remember that they, under Comey, they actually tore up the manuals and even the databases to monitor these people coming into the country, like the Sentarov brothers. And they even had, on their monitoring and visiting list, they actually had visited with the Sentarov brothers up to 2 years before they actually did their so-called terror activities. But there are a number of military and police there, so there was a bit of a psyop and possibly some degree of a false flag occurring as well at the same time. But let's get into your analysis of the of this Ninth Circuit Court and what's going on, because I believe this is a form of legal and judicial sedition.
Well, I have a view of it. At this point, I am an education and business consultant, teacher, writer, and speaker. I am not practicing law, but I do have some knowledge of the law in general. I have to say this. The courts have basically maintained incorrectly that the president's travel ban is religious discrimination. But unfortunately, you see, where they misstep in their thinking, I think, because the fact of the matter is that, first of all, there's a whole host of Muslim countries. He's not selecting any, but he's not blanketing the Muslim religion. He just says a few places where these attacks are coming from. But more to the point, it has to be dealt with by people who have really analyzed the situation, that the president, however he may think about things, which doesn't matter what he thinks. I mean, he's a president, and he's trying to pass some laws or take some action legally. And the fact of the matter is that these attacks are emanating from the Muslim political religious system in those countries.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, so now, what is he supposed to do? I ask you, Dr. Beagle, what is this man supposed to do? Is these people
I think the left doesn't care. For example, we need to know this. When we look at private conversations that came out from the DNC that Hillary Clinton knew and stated in public discussions that she couldn't vet these people from these Muslim countries that were causing terrorism. And by the way, they're not just from these six or seven countries. They come from any Muslim country. Al-Shabaab, for example, is in Nigeria.
Grabbed
all these girls 3 or 4 years ago. And
yeah,
one of them actually,
they captured them, made them into sex slaves or something.
Sex slaves, and one of them actually so-called married one of the so-called terrorists, so she couldn't, quote, leave, which is kind of weird. Again, after you're abused a long time, you get what we call, what do they call that syndrome, where you actually become, like, part of the criminals. There's a term for it. So what I want people
also,
to understand...
Also, I think the left... Let me just add this. I don't want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
There is a large Christian minority in the Middle East, correct? And they are being persecuted.
Well,
they're being
persecuted. Getting smaller
but
all the time.
I ask you,
being...
are they coming here doing these terrorist acts? Are the Christians doing that?
Well, the Christians aren't even surviving to get to the camps.
Right, but they are not. They aren't. If this is a matter of just the country, which the left is claiming, he claims that he's prejudiced against Muslims, then they have to say that why aren't the Christians coming over and doing some terrorist acts?
Well,
why aren't the Kurds?
Let's change the logic. Let's say you live in a city where your next door neighbor is a bit of a nut job. Now, I had a situation that happened in Colorado Springs. I had a gentleman who was in his garage. You could see him openly working out in the bay in his bag and boxing and so on. He actually owned some eye stores, make eyeglasses and so on. But this guy was a fitness nut. And my own kids went over, and they were playing with squirt guns and some kind of thing with their kids. And somebody got squirted with a squirt gun. So he decided to come over to my home. I opened the door, and all of a sudden, I got punched right in the face before I said hello. Now, you got to understand that Islam is a punch in the face. People may not want to hear this, but, you know, Islam, and this is not just modern Islam, but all Islam teaches in the Quran and the Hadith, that Jesus is supposed to come back, Yeshua, but he comes back as a Muslim, and if you don't convert to Islam, he's to behead you. Now, that's just the start of it. If you actually listen to Bill Warner, or if you listen to Waleed Shabbat from Shabbat.com, and I'll get him back on the program, the fact is Islam is not a religion. It's a pseudo-religion. It's a mind-control system, and it's purely satanic. In fact, if you actually listen to the actual dialogue there, it's a dialogue between Muhammad, who was a criminal, by the way, and did 29 jihads himself, including going down to a Jewish community in Yemen and killing everybody and stealing all their fig areas and then burning them to the ground. So what you have to understand is Islam is, and it doesn't matter, by the way, if it's moderate Islam, because there's doctors and engineers, and they themselves wouldn't, quote, do anything, they say.
Probably not.
But here's the problem. They're tolerated, though. They won't turn in their buddies or their, let's say they go to a mosque and the imam is actually calling for jihad. They're not going to call the local FBI or police much, but they are starting to. They're starting to realize that some of these mosques, the other imams at the mosque have actually come out and said, hey, we don't want extreme Muslims here. And in Houston, when they actually supported candidate Donald Trump last fall, 161 Muslims just in Houston alone got fired from their mosques because they supported Donald Trump's planned travel ban, because his ban was going to be not religiously based, but based on vetting questions that would primarily select Muslims, but also anybody. You could be coming from Russia or Yugoslavia and wanting a drug trade here, or MS-13. Those questions wouldn't just cover Islam, but any seditious group wanting to do damage. Now, Islam is the chief one. If you look around the world, there's only one answer to this multi-choice question. Who is doing terrorism, running buses into people in Germany, blowing themselves up and shooting aircraft?
Well, that's the issue. I mean, these are the facts. And the left probably doesn't want to set what they see as offending these groups, because for political or economic reasons, I assume.
No, it's actually even simpler than that. The globalists basically want to crush the population. They want a total information awareness network. And we have a good guy in the office there, Mike Pompeo, who's, you know, this guy is a genius, okay? He's really smart. But he's going to take data we already have from the NSA and the FBI and so on, and he's going to use it. Now, in the past, they actually looked the other way. In fact, when they brought someone in from these countries, within 24 hours after they immigrated, neither the federal government nor the state even knew that they were not only here, but they could leave their city that they were planted in and take off, and nobody in the government even tracked them to know where they moved. So if they decided to go to a mosque or do crime or join a gang or whatever, nobody would know, because they actually purposely shielded not only themselves but also the state government. So the governor of Wisconsin came out and said, we want to know who the federal government are bringing to our towns and cities, and we want to know where they are, and if they even left the city or town, went to another city or town in our state or elsewhere. That's a reasonable thing to do. But the federal government under Barack Obama actually not only shielded people, including the federal government, for knowing where these people were, they could care less. Hillary Clinton made the statement, we can't vet these people, but she's going to increase the numbers by 550%. Which means there are going to be dead Americans, maybe at the Mall of the Americas or at a freeway or at an airport where they have man pads that shoot down aircraft, or they use some other technology, including cyber hacking, to knock out the grid. You have to understand, Islam is dangerous, and you have to put them all in one bucket. The moderate Muslims tolerate the extreme ones for three reasons. First, they don't want a fatwa on their own head to kill their daughter on the way to school or themselves. They're afraid they'll be persecuted in their mosque if they actually open, because it's part of Taqiyya Maruna, is you don't tell the kafirs, the non-Muslims, the truth about what your real intentions are to install Sharia law, honor killing, and total control of society when you become a large minority, not majority, even just a minority. This happened in Quebec when they tried to change the food laws so you couldn't have pork or other so-called banned foods in Islam, even on the lunch menu of all kids in Quebec. And the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms came in, which they should have been much more aggressive here in America, and they said, no, you're not going to do that. That's the end of this game. No Sharia law in Quebec. Because there were enclaves coming into some areas like Quebec City.
I thought they had imposed Sharia law in Canada.
They tried to. They tried to in Quebec, and they didn't get anywhere. But it has a large number of Muslims coming now. Canada has an inordinately large number compared to their population, because they've aborted so many babies. If without the immigration into Canada, Canada's population literally would significantly collapse. Okay? And now they've passed a law.
I just want to say something here.
Yeah.
You'll notice, Bill, the left is always throwing things like hate, racism, and they say that about the president when he tries to handle this problem he's faced with of people coming here doing this. It has happened in this country 5 to 7. There are dozens of terrorist plots. It's happened many times in the country and in other countries. Yet they say he has hate in him. I ask you, if someone comes to your country, whether Berlin attack or attack in Paris,
yeah, we're on break now.
The American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch, but it wasn't because I didn't know
Andrew,
yeah.
That last statement you had, we were cut off.
Yeah, I was just making the point that the left paints the president when he says things that he has to handle this problem of terrorism in the country or these attacks. They say he's prejudiced, he's racist, he's full of hate. Yet they know very well these attacks, the people who promulgate these attacks are acting in hate.
Well, it's like the guy that came over to my home when his kids got squirted with a squirt gun. And he punched me in the face. I mean, people need to face the facts. My family, my mother's side, were Maronite Lebanese Christians from Lebanon, mm-hmm. Syria. And my ancestor in the 11th century was a general that fought the Muslims through the Shuf Mountains around Beirut.
Beirut?
Beirut. And you have to understand that they had a clear understanding that if you didn't kill them, they would kill you and your family. Over 100 years ago, my great-grandfather came to North America, my mother's side, with a bag of gemstones, because they were gold masons and jewelers going back thousands of years, and direct blood descendants of Moshe as Maronite Christians, Moses, Ephraimites, they call them. Mm-hmm. And they have to understand that what's going on here is the people in Lebanon and Syria, they have a very clear understanding. These Syrian Christians, for example, that are being persecuted and murdered right now,
They are decimating Christian communities in the Middle East.
And by the way, there was absolutely not a finger lifted by Barack Obama when Christians were being persecuted and murdered, not even getting to the camps, let alone, and if they didn't get to the camps, they were persecuted and murdered, or even in trying to get in the ships to get to Italy and elsewhere to try to escape the disaster. Christians are being decimated in these areas. And finally, Trump's in there trying to not only support the state of Israel, but Christians in the Middle East who are in Syria and elsewhere, for example. The Christians in Syria are protected by Bashar al-Assad. They're not in Iraq. They're not being protected in any other country, including Jordan or any other places in the Middle East. The only one protecting them is Bashar al-Assad, who's a Shiite, which is, by the way, a mixture between a Syrian Christian and Shiite Muslim. People don't understand that. They don't understand the reason why at the table they have Sunni, Shiite, Christian, and Jews, and the Jews don't want to leave Syria, but they know if Bashar al-Assad is gone, the Sunni Muslim extremists will kill them all, including all Christians.
By the way, President Trump tried, in the original travel ban, referred to Christians, and the left went crazy, and they said he was prejudiced, and this and
he
that.
He needs to be prejudiced. He needs to be prejudiced. These people are Muslims. If a large percentage of them, and I think we can vet them. I think we can vet them, but I'll tell you how you vet them. You vet them with metadata. You know their credit card for the last 5 years. You know, if they travel to a city in Afghanistan where they train to be terrorists, you look at their tweets and their Facebook. And a lot of these terrorists, we have clear indications. If you just look at their Facebook and Twitter accounts, you see their tweets and they say, oh my gosh, this person's a terrorist. You look at all the relations they have and all the money they've sent. If they send money to a terrorist organization, they shouldn't get into the country. That's immediate no, no, no. And then you ask them straightforward questions like the 92 questions that Bill Warner has, including, do you support Sharia law? Do you support honor killing? Do you support this against the Constitution? If they answer the wrong answer to any of these 92 questions, they don't get in. It's that simple. It's not hatred. It's a matter of logic. You don't let people come into your home.
It is a pragmatic situation that the President of the United States is compelled and responsibly to handle.
Yes, these people at the left are what I call intellectual psychotic morons. And none of their stuff fits either logic or even common sense or even decency, because when they want to bring somebody terrorist, I have an answer for them. How would you like, and I've worked as a doctor where I've taken care of people in what I call forensic psychiatric institutions, where I've had to come in as a consulting doctor to evaluate somebody, say, with diphtheria at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver General in 1977. And I had to have armed guards, and the patient was chained with a chain around their neck, arms and legs, and the patient tried to wrap a chain around me to see if they could strangle me to death. And the two guards had shotguns aimed at the patient's head and chest while I'm examining them. That's how psychotic the patient is. That's what dealing with Islam is like. If you don't face the music, how about we invite one of these people off chains into their home? Would these Democrats like that? I don't think so.
I've got one comment. The word, two words the left uses as cover-up words, terrorist and extremist.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. Back. So, Andrew, people need to understand that there is a remote possibility, and this is how you actually do it. You have such extreme vetting that no extreme Muslims or monitoring of Muslims, and here's how I would do it with Mike Pompeo. Every person who is resident, and by the way, it's not just Muslims. It could be domestic groups. It might be, you know, ultra skinhead, whatever.
Whatever,
it might be MS-13 right. Or any gang.
Well, I have to say this. The left is trying to
let me just finish this.
Let
me just finish with my statement here. That if we ultra-vet all groups that we think are dangerous, whether it's MS-13 or skinheads or whatever, and including tracking Muslims and their metadata of their credit cards, their phone, their fax, their email, social media, we can start cleaning out the rat's nest of all these terrorists, including, by the way, not just Muslims, but non-Muslims. There might be MS-13 or other gangs from around the world, including Yugoslavia or Russia. And this would allow a moderating influence. And then we also open the door because a lot of what, quote, decent people that just happen to be Muslim because they were raised in a Muslim family would then feel the safety that we're going to protect them from their own Muslim community that will either persecute them or put a fatwa on their head and try to kill them and their kids. So once we do that, we can reform Islam so it becomes a post-Sharia law, post-I'm going to replace U.S. Constitution organization, a post-religious mind control cult, so then it can start to become a much more, what we call, acceptable religious viewpoint. That's not going to happen easily. That's going to maybe take a century or half a century and two or three generations. And we have to clean up the act and monitor all these people so that if they're extreme Muslims. I'll give you a concrete example. If I'm a Muslim, and my brother's 17-year-old kid belongs to an extremist group, and I know he's sending money in his part-time job. He's sending money to a terrorist organization or making pipe bombs in the garage. I'm not going to turn him in because I'm a Muslim, because that's my brother's kid. And what Muslims are doing, even if they're doctors or other people, is they passively tolerate it because they're terrified by extreme elements within their own organization. They consider Taqiyya and Maruna, which is you got to lie to kafirs because it's part of your religious duty. People don't understand this. I know as a descendant of Syrian Christian Ephraimite ancient Hebrews that are descendants of Moses from Esfahan when they took the Mosaic people and they actually traveled to Esfahan, which is the capital of Media back 2,800 years ago. My ancestor buried the daughter of the king of the Medes and took on their tribal name called the Naimas, and is that why the Niami tribe became the family Naima? So if you find somebody like Dr. Henry L. Nyman, he's a distant relative. So Naima, it refers to the Niami tribe of the Kurds. So the Kurds and the Hebrews, which are descendants of Moses and the sons of Aaron, they're one people. People need to understand that. So the Kurds are suffering greatly under these Muslims.
They actually are, you know.
Yeah, and people have to understand that's why they're some of the best fighters, including, by the way, their women are some of the best fighters.
Kurds are very, very active in this battle in Syria.
Right, and by the way, the Kurds are Caucasian. They're not Arab, and they're not, you know.
No, they had a lot of trouble with Saddam Hussein. He had a sort of a campaign against him.
Well, he had a campaign against them, and also, by the way, all the new oil that was discovered in the Middle East, which is much more than, by the way, Venezuela and higher quality, is near Tikrit, which is in northern Iraq, in the area where the ancient oil fields were burning for 7,000 years, you know, right down to the time of Adam. And people should understand that the largest amount of newly discovered oil on the planet is in northern Iraq, in the area we call Kurdistan, which, if they took the territory of eastern Turkey all the way to western Iran, it would be the largest country in the Middle East, and one of the largest countries in the planet. It would be about the size of Brazil. It'd be huge. People need to understand that. Okay, it's a big country. And they have to understand it would also be one of the richest countries because there are 7 to 10 trillion barrels of oil, which is somewhere around 8 to 12 times more, at least, than Saudi Arabia, and even more and higher quality oil than Venezuela. And the fact is they've had enough money to start militarizing their military force, which is why the Kurds working with us and with the Iranians and the Shiite militia from Iraq were able to beat back ISIS, which, by the way, is our entity. We created ISIS and ISIL or the Levant. What people need to understand here is, you know, they're McCain's army. McCain is a monster. This is a monster. And there's a number of you know, monsters within the Republican Party as well, including Lindsey Graham and so on, that were just seething to see if they could get somebody like H.R. McMaster, who's also a maniac, to try to get 250,000 troops into Syria. Ain't going to happen. The Russians are putting the S-400 system there. And the Russians and the Iranians and even Turkey put together a peace plan that didn't include the United States, even after Donald Trump. And basically, they're saying it's a no-fly zone. You can't come in there unless we give you permission. And if you do, we're going to shoot you down. So people need to understand that Russia's not going to put up with crap, neither the Iranians or the Turks, because we tried to do a regime change last year, and the Russians notified them that Mr. Gulen, who is based in America with the CIA, tried to do a regime change. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going on with Islam is energized and controlled by us. We're allowing this.
I'd like to ask you a question. As you know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but the college students, a number of conservative speakers, were almost attacked in several colleges. One was in Middlebury, and one was in Berkeley that I know of.
Right.
Why are they buying into this left ideology?
All the professors are leftists, and they consider if you have an alternate point of view, it's like punching them literally, geopolitically and logically in the face. So if you have a non-congruent viewpoint, it's considered a form of intellectual terrorism. That's why they didn't want Ann Coulter coming speaking at Berkeley. That's why I saw a show
Charles Murray, who could not speak in Middlebury.
Right. Well, I saw, for example, last night a gay man who happened to be turned from being a liberal to a conservative and realized there's a number of people within the conservative element that will accept gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender, including people like our super athlete back from the 70s, Caitlyn Jenner. And people have to understand that the right doesn't persecute people that are transgender or gay or whatever. And left wants to pretend that they do. In fact, they even try to use Facebook and Twitter and the Silicon Valley to try to say that we would. People need to understand that that the right does not persecute these people because they happen to different sexual orientation. By the way, the Democrats support Islam, which not only persecutes women, but also persecutes and kills and throws out the windows people that are alternative sexual orientation.
The
by
left
the way,
never acknowledged that the Orlando, Florida attack was a gay attack.
Did you know that they? Did you know that they raised the age at which anal sex can be allowed to 16 in Canada because it's part of Islam? Did you know that the Prime Minister was actually went to a mosque in I think Montreal or Quebec and actually gave the oath to actually become a Muslim. The Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau. Did you know that? You know they changed the law that if you criticize Islam in Canada, you go to jail?
Is that right? Really?
Yeah, yeah. I call it the Socialist Communist Republic of Kandanistan. You like that?
Well, if I were a gay person and I was faced with the supporting the president's travel ban or not, any gay person has got to be in support of it.
Of course.
If I were a gay person.
If in any town or city or area, they have Sharia courts and so on. And right now, I saw a woman who was on there who actually underwent years ago, sexual mutilation, where they actually do a clitorectomy. Now, as a surgeon, I can tell you, I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain. And I would think anybody doing this kind of surgery, they need to have their hands cut off, and they need to be executed. Okay? And the fact is that Islam allows anal sex in boys up to age 16 in Afghanistan and elsewhere. They don't consider it homosexuality. Now, these aren't consenting adults. These are children. We're talking about a totally different thing. And this is an obscenity to me. And even gay people that are reasonable would say, yeah, that's not a right thing. You know, you could have a straight kid that's being forced to do something he doesn't want to do or it's not part of his nature. What I see happening is the left are losing it. They no longer have the working man or woman. They no longer even have the women. They don't protect them. You know, Hillary Clinton's taking money from Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and Qatar. And they don't protect the gay and lesbians. And supposedly the alternative groups were supposedly protected by the Democrats. Now, Donald Trump says, hey, Caitlyn Jenner, you want to come down to Trump Towers, use whatever bathroom you want to. It's up to you, buddy.
Right.
Okay, excuse me.
Well,
it's not an issue.
Do you believe the gay community is opposed to Donald Trump and his policies?
No. In fact, it's Facebook and Twitter. It came out that Facebook and Twitter were particularly removing from Facebook and Twitter things, and even YouTube, removing things that were saying, hey, Donald Trump doesn't care. He doesn't want you to necessarily go and be preaching it in school or doing sexual transgender stuff when a kid's 4 and 5 years of age and doesn't know what their sexual orientation is. But he doesn't care. I mean, if you're alternative, he's not going to let Muslims go and kill you. And when he made a statement about the Pulse bombing and murder in Florida, he made it very clear he thought this was a terrible thing, and he knows it was done by Muslims. It was an Afghanistan Muslim. So, you know, there's one answer to this question, and any other answer isn't correct. Who's doing terrorism around the world, running buses into people, blowing things up, using honor killing and all the other stuff? It's always radical Islam. Now, people start to think, well, it's only radical Islam. All
but
Islam.
Then, you see, that's the issue. That when the president says that, and he has said it, he's attacked as racist and a demagogue and a fascist.
Yeah, but these left, they only have
person.
They have a small list of things. First off, he's been doing financial deals for years with people in Qatar, Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, whatever. He's not racist anyway. In fact, probably one of the most non-racist people on the planet is Donald Trump.
Right. They keep saying it about him.
Now you can say these things about Donald that you might find aggravating. Number one, he's a little manic. Number two, he's got Asperger's syndrome, so his mouth goes faster than his brain. He's smart. He's got an IQ 160. Number three, he's a bit of a bombast, and he likes the media, and he likes to have somebody massage his ego. That's a little aggravating. And sometimes he'll say things and he'll pivot and kind of recalibrate it so his media people or himself actually look stupid, when in fact he's just clarifying because he's got...
I think he's very smart, actually.
He is, but what he's trying to do is he's trying to requalify. For example, when they say...
Got elected, didn't he?
This, Yeah, when they say, for example, when they say he released his classified information, he's mentioned stuff that's in the open media, like what city in Saudi Arabia or Qatar, it was like a multiple question, is the center for terrorism that may send information back to Chechnya to kill Russians, like in this thing in St. Petersburg, or blow up an aircraft using other technology. Like, for example, all those man pads that were sold and by America, 57 of them, by the way, given to Libya. Do you know why they killed Ambassador Stevens and I think four other people that were down there as contractors or previous military? Mm-hmm. It's because they're trying to get the man pads back and give them to the Syrian ISIS people, Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Did you know that? And the Libyans say, no hell, we're not going to give the damn things back. The first attack, they sent hundreds of emails back saying, please help us, please help us. And the second attack took like 12 hours. They could have sent in somebody from Italy. They could have bombed the guys coming in to do things. They could have sent social forces who were 2 hours away. They didn't do anything. Hillary Clinton and the State Department wanted to make sure that Stevens and anybody affiliated with him, even peripherally, was dead. So they couldn't talk. Dead man.
Do you believe the Democrats, if elected, will be able to handle this problem of terrorism and the influx of terrorist groups into
the country? I know exactly how they'll do it. They'll flood us with so many terrorists, you won't go outside the door unless you're armed to the teeth and you're wearing body armor, and you won't go to a public place because you'd be afraid of being blown up with nail bombs or radiological or biological weapons. They'll handle it all right. They'll make us so terrorized, they'll have a police state, and they'll have bearcats and military police everywhere, and they'll federalize every police force in the country so that you live in a police state, and you won't go outside unless you biometrically are allowed to go into a federal building or a public place. That's what.
By the way, one other thing, I don't know if you noticed, I mean to interrupt you, Bill, but the left media is always attacking the president as against refugees and against immigrants. He is not. He is against the influx of, he wants proper vetting of people, refugees who come to this country. He wants, he's not anti-immigrant, he is anti-illegal person who's here.
Well, it's not just illegal. Here's how he's going to even break it down more than that. I know that some of the ISIS people here are grabbing people at bus stops, so I know that there are some that are a little over-aggressive, but his policy he's trying to pass on is we only want to grab people that have violated the law. Now, there's several different types of...
Yeah,
several different violations. The first is, if you're getting illegal benefits, like Social Security
other
legal benefits, that's a serious thing. You're going to get deported. If you've committed rape, murder, robbery, you're going to get deported. His primary thing is, I'm going to deport criminals, including people that illegally get money from the state or federal government that they don't deserve to get using a false
ID. But he is not anti-immigrant.
No, in fact, it's the opposite. He's saying, I want to keep the DACA kids here, except we've got one DACA kid who committed a crime, and he's trying to sue the government because they're going to deport him because he committed a crime and they want to deport him. It's like, I'm sorry, kid. You committed a crime. You're going to be deported. You're not an American citizen. This should be a message. That's why I personally think, and the people that I know in California, the people with green cards from Mexico and Central America, they are better and more, how can I say, more reasonable and more family-oriented and less likely to do a crime than the average Californian.
But also, he is not anti-refugee. What his position is a correct one, that there should be a filtering process.
Yeah, but you know
what,
no matter how many times he says this, people don't get it. Like, he can repeat it until he's blue in the face, and his Cheeto dust falls off his face, so he's no longer orange. Yeah, they don't get it. Donald Trump is saying, I'm not going to deport 12 or 14 or 16 million Americans. I'm going to deport 800,000 criminals, and they're either going to our prisons or going to their prisons, say, in El Salvador or elsewhere. They don't get it, and he keeps saying it and saying it. Like, why are they continuing to talk about this Russian thing? And Mr. McCabe, by the way, in committee hearing the other day, in the Senate committee hearing, said, do you have enough resources to continue with your FBI investigations? Of course we do. These agents were not affected of anything. They were probably cheering that this idiot Comey. And remember, now Comey was in the same legal firm as Hillary Clinton and Loretta Lynch back in the early 90s. He is a criminal. His brother was handling the tax for the bank that was actually doing the laundering of drug money. It's tied in with the Clinton Foundation. People need to understand that Comey provided a total cover on July 5th last year for Hillary Clinton and let all of her people walk, including Uma Abedin, and committed all kinds of felonies. And her husband, and of course, they don't talk about all the things in their server that were hacked into. God knows how many, we call sources and technology, were released that killed agents in the field. I don't have a list of agents that died, but I guarantee there were some that probably died as a result of Hillary Clinton's email server. But do you hear about that from the dead?
Yeah, do you think that legitimately within the refugee group there is a certain percentage of people?
Go ahead.
A certain percent, like in Germany, a certain within these refugees, they have to be vetted.
Supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The NutriMedical Report is broadcast on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. At 100% listener-supported radio, please donate and support Revolution Radio at freedom, F-R-E-D-O-M, slips.com. Thank you. One of the important points that Bill Warner puts out, and that's politicalislam.com, is that jihad and murder is actually the most visible, the most scary part of the jihads, but actually it's not the most important. The most important jihad is the jihad of politics. We had a closet Muslim in the president, Barack Obama, I call the abominator, and the head of the CIA, who was actually converted when he was a station chief over in for the CIA over in Saudi Arabia. What we have right now is a situation where the globalists have made a dark alliance with Islam, and eventually they plan on a crusade by the West, which eventually destroy not only us, but destroy the Muslims. And it puts everybody in danger of World War III. I mean, you know, if you think North Korea is the biggest danger, North Korea is like a large pimple on an abscess that can be easily plucked. You know, just scare the hell out of the Chinese by arming the teeth out of the South Koreans, the Japanese, and the Taiwanese, and putting missile defense systems and then setting up a system to destroy the tube rockets, and then just send in Delta Force to take out Kim Jong-un. This guy is like a cult leader sitting on his own population or starving to death. It's obscene. So the real danger is our foreign policy supporting the ISIS and ISIL, and McCain's army, actually within 2 weeks after he visited, they had this storehouse of weapons that they obviously notified the Al-Qaeda and the ISIS people, and they put chemicals, including chlorine and other things, in this depot in this town that the Russians told not only the Americans but the Syrians where it was. So the Syrians actually bombed it, and the gases with the strong winds blew chlorine and organophosphates. I even saw from a vision a distance because I'm a toxicologist. This was not sarin nerve gas. If you handle it with your hands, you die. One hand on somebody with sarin nerve gas on their body, you're dead. You're going to die within hours. So anybody who thinks that the Russians are going to be misproven or that they were somehow complicit, and the same thing goes with our country. We need to, now that Donald Trump's in there, they're having, as I mentioned in the first hour, they're having a conniption. Now, in a conniption, and this is a legalism, by the way, you don't take it seriously, you actually get so aggravated and so enraged and so psychotic, you actually turn inside out. And you see stomach and heart beating on the outside, and they'll die within seconds. But that's what happened when you have a conniption. These politicians and these media are having conniptions literally every day. It's just disgusting. And it doesn't follow logic, doesn't follow common sense, doesn't even follow an agenda where you think they're going to gain power from this. It literally is just purely satanic. It's like self-destructive, suicidal stupidity and evil at its most virulent, nasty form. And even for the Democratic Party, if they think they're going to win the working man and woman in the Rust Belt states to get the, you know, the electoral college, they think they're going to get reelected. This is guaranteeing the kind of people they're putting forward in the policies, from Pocahontas to Elizabeth Warren to others. They're guaranteeing that they will never regain power.
No, not until they decide to regard the... What, I'm working class, I work. I mean,
right.
So...
They regard the average American as...
Class?
They regard the average American as worthy to have a pulse, breathe free air, and not be blown up or toxically poisoned by Muslims.
One other thing I wanted to say about this this travel ban and the issues in the court. The courts, the district court and the federal court in Washington, the Ninth Circuit, they maintain the president's campaign remarks against Muslims prove discrimination. They do not. The issue is not his personal feelings. Whatever they are irrelevant. The issue is the case and what's going on with these attacks and these groups coming into this country.
Absolutely.
He could be president. He can have feelings against them. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without the right accessories, any day can be off the mark.